Green Florida is a nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a network of community gardens in the state. Their director, Andrea Hildebrand, laid out the reasons why community gardens are important.
Community gardens improve people's health. They give people really enjoyable outdoor exercise. It's activity that is healthful to be doing, and it produces food that's healthful to be eating. It gives people a way to get healthy food for very low money, or in many cases no money. So it's a win-win-win. Community gardens in many studies have been shown to increase property values in the neighborhood in which they're located. They've been shown to stabilize residency in areas that have declining residency or unstable rental and home values. There's a lot of studies about them reducing crime, and there are health benefits beyond simply the peppers and tomatoes and lettuce that you might get to eat.
The Tampa City Council's proposed community garden ordinance has been met with skepticism by some in the community, including John Stearns, a South Tampa urban farmer and community garden advocate.
If the intent is to support and encourage community gardening, I think it's a good thing that they would actively work with the citizens to promote community gardening. My second thought is when I hear that there's a proposed $1,500 so-called permit fee, that I think is very, very ill-advised. It counters the whole spirit of the community project to begin with.
Tampa's draft of a community garden ordinance is somewhat different from the one that St. Petersburg passed last year, which allows community gardens in residential neighborhoods with no restrictions on size. Again, Green Florida's Andrea Hildebrand.
There are a lot of differences. There's a permitting fee that's much higher than what St. Pete has passed. And there are a number of ways that the draft language right now has some restrictions that are more restrictive than what we see in St. Pete. And we're looking forward to talking with city staff and sort of just getting into a dialogue with them about what we think could be really helpful and ways to change it so that it really supports new gardens and brings all these benefits to the city of Tampa.
The city of Tampa is set to hear the ordinance on community gardens August 12th, but City Council Member Mary Mulhern, a strong gardening supporter, has asked the council to postpone the hearing until after a workshop on community gardens can be set up October 14th. For WMNF, this is Kelly Benjamin.